We are a blessed people. We are blessed and we are responsible. So we have blessings and we got responsibilities to share and encourage others with all the blessings that we have, not only in our own country, but around the world. Personally, we are personally blessed, and with that comes responsibility with a lot of different things, and the responsibility is to share the hope that we have in Christ. Our experience is very important, and it's nice to encourage. I get encouraged every time I come over here and fellowship with you guys and hear your faith stories. It's really, really a blessing to me. I did find the psalm that I was talking about last week, and it's Psalm 19, verse 14. And this is what it says. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And some of the translations say the meditations of our heart together. So hope and pray that together, as we look at responsibility and blessings and how blessed we are, asking God to bless us again. He has many times. And I picked out a scripture to think about because there was somebody in the lineage of Jesus Christ who was truly blessed. I think our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters call her Blessed Mary. And it's in Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 46. This is commonly referred to as the Magnificat of Mary's song of praise. Hear God's word. Oh, how I praise the Lord. How I rejoice in my God, my Savior. For he took notice of his lovely servant girl. And now generation after generation will call me blessed. For he, the mighty one, is holy. And he has done great things for me. His mercy goes on from generation to generation to all who fear him. I think that's better translated, love, but that's me. To all who fear him. His mighty arm does tremendous things. He scatters the proud and the haughty ones. He has taken princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. And how he has helped his servant Israel. He has not forgotten his promise to be merciful. For he promised our ancestors, Abraham and his children, to be merciful to them forever. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.